And on the Talking Sports phone line, powered by Fire Police City County Federal Credit Union, is Fort Wayne Tin Caps President, Mr. Mike Nutter. Mike, good morning, sir.
Good morning, my friend. Great to hear you back on the air, and it's great to join you this morning.
But my goodness, things have turned around for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, Mike.
They sure have. I think since May 1st, we're 21-13, right around there, 21-14. Second best team in the league in that stretch. We obviously dug a deep hole that was insurmountable for the first half. But we also talked for all those weeks about, man, the starting pitching sure looks great. And sure enough, we look up this morning and two or three of our starting pitchers in our rotation have an ERA below two. And the hitting has really come along. Justin Farmer may end up being the player of the week for high A baseball across the country. It's been really fun to watch. It's been neat to watch these guys stick together when things weren't going well. And I think there's 11 or 12 games or so left in the first half as you and I speak this morning. And again, with the Padres, some of these guys have earned a promotion. Some could get traded. You never know. But the group that we have right now is certainly good enough to compete in this league and compete and possibly win the second half. And that would be exciting. Had we held on last night, it would have been a 5 or 6 game win streak. Farmer hit a big home run in the ninth to recapture the lead for what felt like the fifth time in that back and forth game. We lost it bottom nine, but really they played great. It's been awesome to watch.
Well, Mike, as far as, well, the Tin Caps are coming home on Tuesday. And what are some of the highlights of this homestand? Because this is going to be packed with things going on. I know that as we just talked to Brett Windmiller of the Northeast Indiana Baseball Association, we're going to be out there Tuesday night with Parker Smith, our Dick Crumback Player of the Year, throw out a first pitch and celebrate him as well. But there's so much going on, and this always has to be fun for the staff.
It really is. You know, it's the first one that's truly summer for everybody. Homestead and some of those other ones held on through Memorial Day weekend, but everybody's out now. And so we're going to recognize Parker, like you said, on Tuesday night with our $2 concessions night as well. The White Claw and Paws and Claws on Wednesday. We're up to like 100 and some dogs out here each Wednesday night. It's so awesome to hear Tony Desplaines play the doorbell sound bite and get 50 dogs barking and running around is minor league stuff at its best. Thirsty Thursday with fireworks. We're back with the Manzanas Luchadoras on Friday night. We listened to the fan feedback and said, don't do that all in one weekend. Split it throughout the year, so we're doing that with fireworks. Saturday night, monster fireworks show. Sunday night, our friend Ben Smith and Midwest Box Breaks with the post-game autograph. And one of the coolest things for me is that we get to welcome back a friend of mine and a friend of a lot of people on this program, but Mr. Hayden Jones from Carroll High School is catching for the Dayton Dragons. Hayden will be with us, you know, assuming nothing changes between now and then. He's on the roster, has been all year, and he'll be in town all week, so it's a chance to welcome somebody back from the 260. And there's always genuine excitement in that as well. And so, you know, it's one of those things that he comes back. He's one of ours. Yeah, the Tin Caps want to win and all that kind of stuff. But we want to welcome back our friend. And Mom and Dad and Hayden and I have been friends for many, many years. Obviously, Ken played a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And John Nolan, I don't want to sidebar us too much, but John Nolan did something yesterday. Froze from the 260. So this is just right now. This is not our vast history. I heard you talking about Eric Wedge and people this morning. But as you and I talked this morning, Dalton Combs from Big Leagues, Hayden Jones, high A with the Reds, Zach McKinstry, Major League with the Tigers, Jack Parisi from Homestead, double A with the Mariners, Matt Peters from Dwanger, rookie ball with the Cubs, Grant Richardson, Dwanger, high A with the Yankees, Andrew Salt, Heritage, double A with the Diamondbacks, Garrett Schnell, Northrup, White Sox, double A, and Josh Van Meter, AAA for the Brewers. I mean, that is awesome.
That's an amazing.
That's 10 or 12 guys right now playing, right now.
I want to ask you about a player in the Padres system, a very young player playing at Lake Elsinore right now in low A. He's, what, the top international prospect, I believe. And
he's an old man, Jim, compared to you and me.
He just turned 17. Tell us about
17
him.
This week. Ethan Salas, the number one international signee, a catcher, made his debut this week with the Lake Elsinore team. First game, I think he went 4 for 5 in reaching base. Second day, he hit a home run off the scoreboard. And then he turned 17 the third day. And so a lot of buzz about him. You never know in this game. We don't control those things, but still a chance that we see him this year. Julio Urias, one of the aces of the Los Angeles Dodgers. I remember watching pitch at Parkview Field at the ripe age of 16 years old when we were a low A franchise. And we might see Ethan at 17 in high A, fairly unprecedented. And if we don't see him this year, we'll see him next. I think we got a good chance of seeing him this year. This kid's on the fast track. And you look at the greats. I'm not trying to put pressure on anybody, but the all-time greats, the Pudge Rodriguez's, the Johnny Benches. No, I'm not comparing him to Hall of Famers. What I'm saying is those guys debuted in the big leagues at 18 and 19. So it's rare, but it can be done. And maybe this kid will be next on that long, illustrious list of great alumni we've got playing in the big leagues.
Well, Mike, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And we'll talk to you next Saturday.
I can't wait. Thanks, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Mike.